Be advised that there is a sensitive content warning relating to social injustices and related topics.
The opinions expressed in this Furta episode are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. To start off today's episode, guys, I just want to say thank you so much for coming to the season finale of the first season here on Furta. We are so happy to have you guys. I apologize, we only had two episodes this season, but we're going to go out with a bang, so stay tuned in. This is a great episode up and coming, so I'm just going to get us started here today. I'm your host, Christian. I'm joined by
Kier,
Kalon,
and Adriano.
And for today's episode, I'm going to go over to Kier to introduce our topic for today's episode. Yep.
Yeah, we're going to jump into our second and last episode. And today we will be talking about some of the biggest challenges that we face as a society, well, today. I just have a couple of questions. I'll ask you guys, and you guys can feel free to jump in at any point, ask your own questions. I'll just start off with the first question, which is, do you guys feel that our society is broken today?
Yeah, 100%.
All right.
Okay. Do we all just want to say yes or no and then get into it, or...?
Let's do that.
Okay, Kalon, what's your yes now?
No, not really.
Okay.
I guess mine is like, I don't know. I feel like if you go deep enough into any point, it's kind of broken. Or you can make an argument that it's broken.
Mm-hmm.
So, how about you, Kier?
I kind of go along with what you're saying. Like, I think there's a lot of aspects of it that are broken. There's some aspects that aren't. So I'm going to go with like a little 50-50 on that. But like, yes, it's both. Yes and no.
Okay, Adriana, since you had the only like definitive answer, why don't you get us started?
This is actually a very funny topic. I'm making a whole video about how life's kind of just one big distraction. I feel like especially in our age, a lot of things we do are kind of just like, there are a lot of things are out of our control. And a lot of things that we do are just trying to cope with the fact that we don't have control over a lot of things that we are, like, our circumstances. We're always trying to control our circumstances. And in a way, that idea and that way of trying to control them is broken within itself. Like, we do a lot of, everyone's at, especially in our age, like, late teens, early 20s, nothing makes sense. We're all kind of walking around doing our own thing, not knowing if we're doing things right or the wrong way, or we don't know what it's going to be. And I feel like we're distracting ourselves with a bunch of things with... Yeah. We're like sex, school, drugs. Like, we are, everything in our lives in a way is like a distraction. I'm writing a script about this. We're essentially, even the things we don't believe that are broken are technically, this school in general is broken. I mean, a lot of people's programs that they go into, like psychology, like, no offense. Like, bro, what are you doing? Like, you don't even like psychology. Like, it's just such a way of like an excuse to give us purpose and meaning. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, especially at this age, a lot of things we do are broken and we're going to look back on them and regret a lot of it. But I also feel like that in itself is very important.
But yeah, that's, you mentioned school as one aspect of society being broken. I'm kind of curious if any of you guys have other thoughts as to like another aspect of society that you think is broken.
You know, I have to agree with you. Like, I feel like the systems that we have set up, like educationally, everybody knows that there's like, that's, people have different opinions on school, if schooling's good, if schooling's bad. And honestly, I wasn't even interpreting the question like that. I was just thinking like, because I think that's an overlapping question throughout the generations. But I honestly think that like I was born in the right generation and I was born in like the right society. And I feel like all the things I like are things that are linked to the current society that like we have now.
Mm.
So when I hear the phrase like our society is broken, I don't immediately jump to yes.
Yeah, I guess my take on it is because like I feel like there has to be some sort of like, I don't know, objective fixed version of like society for it to be like broken. And I just feel like there's so much like different ways you could live your life and everything's like so subjective that's like it's hard for you to like definitively say it's like objective. And kind of like it's interesting like you brought that up because like I feel like sometimes I think about the same thing where it's like pretty much everything you do in life is just like a cope in like one way or another. Like there's like healthy coping mechanisms and like negative ones. But like everything you do more or less, you could like boil it down to just one big like cope with just existence. So yeah. I'm like, it's not necessarily broken, but it's also just like you kind of just, depending on your outlook on life, determines whether it's broken or not. You know what I mean?
I also feel like a lot of things we do, like we're, especially I find a lot of what we do is we are reacting to the world around us instead of actively like changing it. Like how many times you look at things and you simply just watch and you look and you say whatever. There's other things I have to do. But a lot of times we are just reacting to what people say, the actions they do, the laws they give out, our grades. We're reacting. And it's essentially the same thing as coping.
Yeah.
And I feel like that makes sense. But at the same time, like when you put it that way, it's really sad. And I think that part of society is broken, you know?
I do feel like we have a reaction-based society, and I think that's like a generation. That's specific to our generation.
Probably because of social media, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the stage that we are in right now. But we do see a lot of people trying to make change and attempting to make change, like digitally and online, to like varying success.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like we're making strides, and it's something that we're like working on. So I don't want to use the word broken because I feel like our generation, like we get a lot of critiques. Like everybody says that we are like the softest generation or whatever, whatever. Like
we also probably work the least, like is what people say. Yeah. Like, come on, just get a job.
Exactly. All the old heads say that.
But like, I honestly genuinely don't think we're like the softest generation. And I don't think that we cancel people too easily or whatever, whatever.
Hmm.
I think we're just the first generation where that's possible. Because I feel like people critique older media and say, oh, this used to be allowed on TV and they used to be able to do this. But when you really think about it before, nobody had any say. The only people that had any say were the big network executives who decided what can be here and what could be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's an issue that we have a soft generation. I think the issue is that we're the first generation with a voice. So I really caution to use broken to describe our generation because I feel like we've made so many positive strides.
But I was going to get into a little more specific in terms of some aspects of society that are broken. So I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on what you guys thought of modern dating. Do you guys feel like modern dating is broken?
Yeah,
100%. Yeah, it's been around this last 2 months, bro.
100%. We're in like that situationship generation and we have our online situationships that I feel like our generation sees relationships so weirdly because we have all these parasocial ones with people that we follow online. So we have weird boundaries set between, oh, we're friends, oh, we're this, oh, we're that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I also feel like just like because we're in the generation with like the most access to like information than any other, and it's just like you get so many different like sides of advice, whatever. It's like, I feel like it's just given people a lot of like, in terms of relationships specifically, it's like everyone just has these like crazy expectations like a lot of the time now. And nobody actually knows if that's actually what they would want in a relationship or that's what they think they should want just because of based off all the things they hear. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's why it's like when you're trying to like get into these sort of things, it's like, it's hard to like get on the same page with people nowadays because it's like, you know, you don't know if someone wants a situationship, an actual relationship. Nobody even knows, like, what that is sometimes, you know?
So nobody knows what they want. And love's such, like, a saturated thing. Mm-hmm. Like, back in the 40s when my grandparents got together, like, think about it. Like, they only knew a select few girls. I can open a dating app right now, and I can just swipe through a bunch of them.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And I think that idea and that glamour of being like, look at all these options. Look what you can, this person, this person. The idea of dating is more or less like an ego thing. Like, look who I pulled. Look at this sort of thing that I can do.
Yeah.
And it's so sad because now we want love, but love is like a lifestyle. And no one wants to commit to the lifestyle of actually loving somebody. Mm-hmm. And that's also... like, the idea, love is like a life... No one wants to commit to a lifestyle of loving somebody, but they want all the parts of it. That's why you've seen me so many situationships, so many people that friends with benefits, so many people just go hook up on the side. Because they don't want to commit to something like that. And that is in itself scarring our generation. And it's kind of messing us up. Because, like, some people don't want that. And it's, like, a whole thing. And it's just throwing everybody over. And that's why I say love is saturated.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much of it. But at the same time, there's not enough of it.
Well, but how can it be saturated but, like, unsaturated? Or, like, not saturated?
There's too much fake love.
Exactly!
Yeah, I agree with the notion of, like, there's too much fake love. Like, I feel like everyone's just, like, I don't know.
Okay, I'll jump in then. Okay, so, I'm not going to, like, say anything.
You said you guys aren't making,
I'm not going to say anything too controversial. I was just going to say, I think, like, a reason why dating is so broken now is literally just because of online dating. Like, I think online dating has obviously its benefits, but I think that I probably wouldn't ever do online dating. And I guess I'm saying that now as a single 20-year-old, but like, who knows, maybe 5 years from now I will. But I do think that online dating is generally bad. It's essentially just online shopping. And I do think it gives more access for certain people, like the, I guess, higher up echelon of people, while making it harder for the rest of people. Now I'm saying all of this as a passive observer. I have no experience. And yeah, like, again, I'm not a fan.
I personally, I think online dating like gets toxic, but I don't think the idea of it is bad. I feel like without a dating app, we're going to online date regardless, because we live in an era where we have social profiles everywhere. So we're going to see people we like, and we're going to get attached to people we like. At least on an online dating platform, you know their intentions. Or at least you assume you do, because they say it, but you never.
I mean, like, the concept of it, it's not inherently broken, but it's just like what it eventually boils down into, I feel like, is what kind of makes it broken. Because love, it's, yeah.
Sorry, did I mean to interrupt you?
No.
It's like love, it's now like it's evolved. It's not even like what we thought love could be anymore. Because now we have so many options. We see, like, scroll through Instagram, we scroll through Tinder, TikTok, whatever you use, you could see it's love to the point where it's evolved. And like, I don't know, I feel like that messes with people's head and messes with their conception. And it's like, like the way, especially the way media presents love as well, is also very important. Because love is presented as like this circle, like this fate, this thing that just comes, and like, oh, it's gonna come for everybody. Look at this person, this person falls in love, and it's just the way it's sold to us as well at a young age also messes us up. Because when we come to the age when we are looking for love, or we become interested, we kind of want to discover what that means. It's completely different than what it actually was sold to us as.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about it that way. That way also messes us up.
Yeah. Well, what do you think it was sold to us as?
As glamour. As it, like, yeah. As it's like amazing. It's
a genre of movies.
Yeah. Really, it's a genre. Romance is a genre. Yeah. People want this. People want to be like they're in the movies. That's how it is. And
once it becomes a genre, it becomes a spectacle.
And people can be disappointed if they don't like experience that in the real world.
Exactly.
Because I feel like, I don't know if you said this already, but it's like everybody wants that, but nobody wants to like do that for like somebody else. Like that kind of.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. It's like selfish love.
That's where like I feel like the conflict is coming in, because like everyone's like expecting off rip, like they're gonna find that like rom com like stereotypical type of love, but then it's like they wouldn't do that for somebody else, because then it's like, oh, you're like doing too much, or it's like ick, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The other thing is I'm going off here. Sorry. Everyone is scared of like heartbreak, because I feel like that heartbreak is something like. That is, I feel like, to me, as important as love itself. Because think about it, the time you evolve more as a person, that is the time where you will become you. Like, when you experience situations like that, that is when you grow most as a person. People who have gone through heartbreak or whatever in this room probably will, like, I'm not going to say have you, but, like, I feel like that is in itself the best learning experience, and that will test you as a person. And people are avoiding that. I mean, people are hurting other people and getting toxic and become toxic because they're avoiding the idea of the fear of being broken up with and fear of heartbreak. But that is something people need to experience, and people need to realize they need to experience. And that's why people are not as open. That's why you see all these situationships as well. It's toxic. That's how it is. No longer are people just single. It's, I'm single, I still love my ex-boyfriend. I'm single and I have this crazy issue that I'm not going to tell you until 6 weeks in. And then you'll be like, oh my God, why am I here? That's how it is.
And yeah. I watched like a really good video on this. It's like why like Gen Z just straight up doesn't know how to date. I feel like that's what the problem is. Because it's like before, it's like you said, 1940, whatever. It's just like you meet pretty girl, ask pretty girl out, and like you get married most times. But like if not, then you just like move on, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like now it's just like I feel like it's what I was trying to say, but like I couldn't figure it out. But it's like nobody knows like what dating is anymore. Like they think, or what, everyone has their own interpretation of it. So that's why it's like nobody to like figure out what you want and don't want in a relationship. But like to Adriana's point, like no,
really,
exactly. But it's like you won't know unless you try. And like to your point, it's Adriana, it's like nobody wants to like risk like being vulnerable or like getting broken up with or getting hurt to figure that in the first place. Because to Kira's point, everybody's so like individualistic, where it's like they think all you need is me. That's all. That's like I feel what I see is preaching the media, where it's like, oh, it's like just lock in, bro. All you need, like, keep your circle small. Don't, like, blah, 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 blah. But it's, like, then it's just like you're just cutting yourself off from like forming any more like real or like evolving kind of relationships. And I feel like, to me, that's what's like the broken part of dating. It's just like, especially in our generation, it's like people kind of forgot or don't even know what it's like to date or how to do that.
Okay, so how do you guys think that we would fix something like, well, modern day dating?
I honestly think we need to like spend more alone time and get like so comfortable with ourselves. I think this last year, month, summer, whatever you want to call it, was like really transformative for me. Like, I don't know, it was the longest I was like just like completely just like single. And then also,
wait, 1 year?
Pardon?
1 year?
What?
1 year?
No.
Kier. Listen, I mean, like, no, okay.
My guy said 1 year.
No, he not said, 1 year.
1 year.
No, not 1 year. Okay. Not 1 year. It was longer. No. But like, I was just in my most like solitary state. And, you know, I started to just spend a lot of my time alone. Like I went to New York on my own and I kind of just walked around on my own and I just like had no, I don't know. I just like ditched the whole companionship thing and just started doing everything on my own. And I think that that was like really important for me as a person to understand that like I can have fun by myself. And then even when I moved to Toronto, I moved into an empty building because that's the way that it was set up. I was one of the first people to be there. So there were 3 weeks where there's nobody else on my floor except me.
Like in Pittman?
Yeah.
This was last year?
You don't have to dox me.
No.
I'm kidding.
Is this last year?
No, this is this year.
Oh, yeah.
This year, I move in, and because I'm staff, I was the first person. There was nobody on my floor. I lived in that building last year, and it was so loud. So for that building to be quiet actually freaked me out. And then hearing people outside, I just had this like crazy like FOMO and like, I don't know. So I really needed like this year to like make myself comfortable with being like alone.
So you think if like more people did that, do you think that would improve, I guess, just dating?
Yeah, I think people need to learn how to be alone before they can learn how to, you know, be with somebody.
Facts.
Agreed.
And yeah, this brings me to my next question, which is, do you guys believe that our society has, like, a loneliness crisis?
100%. 1,000%, yeah.
I mean, I would agree.
I would say, like, our generation doesn't understand the relationships that we have because we have so many online relationships. So I think we find it hard to differentiate who, like, our real friends are. And then I think that also manifests in relationships because we have so many different ways to define it. Your situationship, your sneaky link. Like, I feel like our generation just doesn't understand relationships in general, and that makes them feel lonely.
I would say that it's more than just our generation, though. I'd say it, I mean, it's probably the most evident in our, you know, generation, but I think this is probably a problem that's probably started because of urbanization. So, like, the more and more people just move into big cities, it doesn't actually really create that many communities. There's pockets of communities within that, but I don't really think that in a mega city like Toronto, people feel attached to each other. Like, in TMU, for example, you could have your friends and whatnot, but because we live in Toronto and you don't really need to rely on your neighbors for any help, you could just go to anybody. Like, you can go on your phone. We have like Discord or whatever, literally any social media that you could use to escape from the world, which is, yeah, as Christian said, coping. So yeah, I think that as a result, so many people do experience loneliness. And I mean, I've lived in cities with over 1 million people my entire life. And yeah, definitely at times I've experienced like loneliness. So yeah, I definitely think it's real and it's probably biggest in our society.
Yeah. I think that's kind of what it is, because like everything is so like easily accessible nowadays. It's like you want to like a relationship, just get a dating app. You want food, Uber Eats, whatever. So it's like you technically can just like live your life from your home, and it's like you're not forced in any way to like go out and like form relationships of any sort. So it's kind of like, unless you willing like intentionally put yourself in those spots, like we're fortunate enough to like have a community because like we choose to go to school. We have like a program that's like a built-in community, but it's like, bro, I can only imagine, like, yo, if I was just, like, working still full-time, it's, like, outside of my work and, like, if I played sports, it's, like, you...
Where'd you meet people?
Yeah, like, where would you meet people? It's kind of, like... I saw something else about this. It's, like post-secondary education is kind of, like, monopolized, like, especially, like, relationships in your young 20s, where it's, like, you can't besides once you graduate and get in the workforce, it's kind of tough to like form those like long lasting relationships, you know?
Bro, I'm telling you, university is marketed as like, this is like, sorry, this is literally what I'm writing about for my video. It's the idea that like post-secondary is marketed, sure, you get a good education, but it's, they're selling you like a social life. Mm. Like they're selling you, like they're like, give us your money. We'll show you, like, we'll give you, like, a class to go to. We'll introduce you. You'll live on a residence. You'll do all these things. And it's, like, selling you, like, a social life. Because, and that's why people feel, like, lost. Because without it, it's, like, it's almost like a cop-out sometimes. That's why people, like, go to these university, college a lot of the time. Just so they have excuse, so they can feel purpose. So they have, they're not lonely. So they can, like, it's, I don't know.
It's selling you, like, an experience, like, almost. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, education's kind of, like, not at the forefront of most people's, like, decision to go to school.
But also think about it. I mean we're only in university right now, so throughout the course of our life, all we've been through is school and university. That's like, those are the institutions where you make friends, because that's where you meet people your age and whatnot. I mean, when you're going to the workforce, like somebody was telling me, that it becomes a lot more difficult to make friends.
Well, yeah, because I'm just saying, because I took a year off before I went back to school, and like even in just that like 1 year, it got like scary like quick, because I was just working in like an office like full time, and it's kind of just like, bro, my friends were like my like 40-year-old coworkers, and like they're not even my, they're just people I see on a regular basis. We weren't friends,
yeah,
like, you know what I mean? And it's like, outside of like high school friends and like family, it was like, it was tough to like form like new relationships, you know what I mean? So
yeah, no, I totally get that. Yeah, I mean, a lot of my friends are overseas, so I can totally relate to that. Like, a lot of my friendships are really just trying to maintain them like through social media or whatever, like, you know, calling them once in a while or sending them Instagram reels or something. So yeah, like if you really don't know many people around you in a like certain location, I mean, you can always escape, but at the end of the day, that is coping. So like, I guess an encouragement is really just try to force yourself to be social. Like, I know it can be difficult, but that's probably like just probably the number one thing that an individual can do, is try to be social. Like, there's always something to gain from talking to someone, even if it's annoying to never talk to them again.
I feel like my experience with it too, as well, is like when I live on my own for the first time this year, and like our classes, we have 3 days a week, so 2 days of the week are off. The days where I'm like in my condo sitting there, I'm like, whoa, it's just me. And it's a little trippy, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, we're never really taught that as kids or like as teenagers, the how to cope with their own loneliness. And I feel like that is a skill within itself that people need to learn.
I would fully agree with you. Mm. But how would they teach that, right?
Like, I don't know.
But it's also just like weird in general. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm just thinking, because like, bro, if you live in the city, like you're literally surrounded by like, is it a million people or something?
In Toronto?
Downtown? Yeah.
In downtown, it's like 2 million.
2.8.
GTA is 7.2.
Yo, you're surrounded by like, you feel like even more lonely because of that in some ways. Because it's
because
like,
you're comparing yourself to everyone else in the city. Like, you walk outside, everyone's together.
I wouldn't even say that. I think I would agree with your point. I think it's just straight up the fact that, like, you see so many people, but you don't know any of them. So at the end of the day, you don't feel connected to those people. Because, like, to them, and, well, for both of you guys are just another person. Like, there's 2 million of you guys, so, like, what is so special about you? Why would I need to, like, talk to you?
It kind of demoralizes you a little bit. It makes you feel really small.
Yeah, for sure. Which is why I mentioned urbanization, like, caused a lot of these issues. And, again, like, I like living in a city and whatnot. But, like, living in the countryside, I guess, actually helps you rely on your neighbors and whatnot, which makes community. And yeah, as a result, like, it solves a lot of the problems that we face today in like these mega cities like Toronto, where you face loneliness.
Okay, and I think that's going to lead us to the end of the episode, guys. So unfortunately, as you guys know, this is in fact our last episode here on For Life, or FURTA.
For now.
But, you know, we really hope you guys enjoyed this first run of the show. You know, we're going to try and like tweak it, see what might be better for like future seasons potentially. So stay tuned for that. But if you viewed in at any point throughout this whole semester, thank you so much for your time and your listening. And any last words before we part on For Life, guys?
Thanks for listening. This is best episode.
Best episode, because it's the only one Adriano's on.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate you guys listening. We will potentially be back sometime, so stay tuned.
Kayla?
I don't know. I think I just hope you guys could find something to relate to.
Yeah. And honestly, I just feel like, I think this was like a good experience, just in general, like, I feel like it's just fun talking with you guys. So
yeah, I agree. Yeah.